An exhibition at the Belger Arts Center pays tribute to outsider art, works by self-taught artists that aren't often viewed in museums and galleries. There are 150 works by more than 60 artists, from Fulton, Missouri sign painter Jesse Howard to Georgia's Howard Finster, a preacher and folk artist who collaborated in the 1980s with bands like the Talking Heads and REM. KCOR's Laura Spencer reports.
Midwest here, off to your left, you have the rest of the country to your right, and then back in the corner we have Hell. Hell's very crowded, and I suspect will be the most popular spot in the show.
Walking through the exhibition on the third floor of the Belger Arts Center, Kelly Ludwig says it's hard to pinpoint when her interest in outsider art became more, as she describes it, like an obsession.
This is all beauty in the eye of the beholder. I behold it.
A graphic artist and photographer, Ludwig says she was hired a handful of years ago to work on the book for the now more than decade-old show, Rare Visions and Roadside Revelations, produced by KCPT. She started collecting artwork and documenting the stories of artists for her website, and now book called Detour Art.
I became totally immersed in it, and I fell in love with it. It triggers something in me. I can't explain it.
I've always said that people who wouldn't ever watch a show about art will sit down and watch Rare Visions and not realize they watched a show about art. Because really, when you get down to it, it's a show about people.
Mike Murphy, co-host of Rare Visions and Roadside Revelations, says he and co-host Randy Mason and Don, the camera guy, started with the idea of creating just one show focused on the outsider artists of Kansas.
The time we were making the first show, the New York Times rated Kansas 50th out of 50 for places to go. And we were like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm sorry, you're wrong. The Garden of Eden's in Kansas. Everybody else thinks that's in the Middle East, but it's right here in Kansas.
The Garden of Eden in Lucas, Kansas is a cabin built of limestone logs with about 150 concrete sculptures blending themes of religion and politics. Lucas is also the base for the Grassroots Art Center, and there are pieces from their collection on loan in the exhibition, like those of Ed Root, a retired farmer who created cast concrete sculptures embedded with rocks, broken glass, ceramics, toys, and jewelry.
I realize that so many of these artists were, at least the early artists, were, products of the Depression era, and it was like, you don't throw anything away, you use both sides of the paper, you save all your material, so what if the bottle's broken? It now becomes ornamentation and a sculpture.
The bulk of the exhibition is drawn from the more than 100 pieces from Ludwig's collection, now numbering about 400, as well as from Murphy's collection. There are works from all over the country, but the co-curators wanted to show as much work from the Midwest as they could, and there's a room devoted to the region. M.T. Liggett from Mullenville, Kansas, who angers his neighbors, turning scraps of metal and old car parts into satirical sculptures lining his property. And artist Kathy Ruth Neal of Brookside, a former TWA flight attendant, who took up wood carving after a bout with breast cancer.
So many of them started later in their life making this kind of work, oftentimes because of some personal tragedy or something that, they got hurt or they lost their job.
There's a work ethic that they just have to have something to do. The phrase, it gives you something to do in the winter, pops up more often than not.
Over and over we've heard the story of, I retired, I sat around for 3 days, I couldn't stand it, and I started looking around, what have I got I could make something from? Oh, there's a lot of broken glass out in the ditch. Oh, there's a lot of rock out back.
The show also includes a hell room displaying devil imagery and folk art. Mike Murphy says after traveling more than 40 states, filming hundreds of artists in homes, studios, and workshops, there's still a question that's always in the back of his mind. What drives somebody to do this work? And he says sculptor John Hochmeister, who teaches at KU and has spent decades helping preserve the Garden of Eden in Lucas, always responds, why don't more people do it? Laura Spencer, KCUR News.